Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Shoshan Dial. She's the Director of Education and Community Relations with Planned Parenthood Great Plains, which is the local affiliate serving mid-Missouri. She spoke about the need for quality, comprehensive sexual education, especially now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned and Missouri's trigger law banning nearly all abortions has gone into effect. Here's Shoshan.
That was so common of sex ed. It was often taught by folks that this was not their primary skill set, whether that was a health instructor or teacher or the science teacher who was told, you're gonna go ahead and do this subject. And so that's something that's changing, right? There's a lot of people who are getting very comprehensive, intensive, reflective, introspective training in order to be a sex educator. The best sex educators are always on a sex education journey themselves. And so, yes, we are excited about launching and implementing what we call exemplary sex ed. And that was created by a cohort of Planned Parenthood affiliates. But it is kind of those seven elements. So it's comprehensive, meaning we're talking the lifespan, right? And we're talking about healthy relationships. It is medically accurate. We want to use the terms of the body as we should. And that can be the next part, which is age and developmentally appropriate. It's kind of like we think, okay, we'll just kind of wait till middle school. But children are being exposed to things before that. And they're going through developmental stages, right, where they are exploring their own bodies. It's nothing sexual about it. It's just the stage of development. They realize that they have these body parts that do different things. And so we can give age-appropriate, developmentally appropriate messaging at those ages. We have to make sure that this is culturally responsive. There isn't one culture fits all. We've all gotten messages from our unique ethnicities, nationalities about that, right? Because racism is real, sexism is real, ableism is real, and that impacts us. It is not sitting over here in some island by itself where it's objective and neutral. No, sex ed needs to talk about consent, because we live in a non-consenting culture. Sex ed needs to talk about your body and your body's abilities, because every body is different. There isn't a universal body. It's got to be trauma-informed. So we've got to be talking about sexual violence and interpersonal violence and boundary setting. And we need spaces where we're developing those skills, because that's what I think of sex ed as. It's skill building. And we don't know what we don't know until we get exposed to it. And then it's got to be sex positive, right? We need to stigma bust and shame bust and laugh and embrace awkwardness as we try to put a condom, you know, on a dildo or something. We need to make sure that we are creating skills for youth and adults. Because youth, we want them to have different sex ed than what you and I had. And for those adults who had crappy, we want them to be able to unlearn, relearn. Because just because they might be sexually active doesn't mean that they're being safe and healthy. And we want folks to be safe and healthy and make their own decisions. That is a piece of reproductive autonomy.
That was Shoshan Dial with Planned Parenthood Great Plains, speaking about the even more pressing need for quality, comprehensive sexual education now that more restrictions have been placed on reproductive health care. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.